Notes. 1. The Constitution as printed above contains all the alterations of the Constitution made up to the 1st of June 2003. Particulars of the acts by which the Constitution was altered are as follows. Act, Constitution Alteration, Senate Elections, 1906, Number 1, 1907, Date of Assent, 3rd of April, 1907. Act, Constitution Alteration, State Debts, 1909, Number 3, 1910. Date of Assent, 6th of August, 1910. Act, Constitution Alteration, State Debts, 1928, Number 1, 1929. Date of Assent, 13th of February, 1929. Act, Constitution Alteration, Social Services, 1946, Number 81, 1946. Date of Assent, 19th of December, 1946. Act, Constitution Alteration, Aboriginals, 1967, Number 55, 1967. Date of Assent, 10th of August, 1967. Act, Constitution Alteration, Senate Casual Vacancies, 1977, Number 82, 1977. Date of Assent, 29th of July, 1977. Act, Constitution Alteration, Retirement of Judges, 1977, Number 83, 1977. Date of Assent, 29th of July, 1977. Act, Constitution Alteration, Referendums, 1977, Number 84, 1977. Date of Assent, 29th of July, 1977. Table of Amendments. Provision Affected, Section 13. Amended, Number 1, 1907. Section 15. Repealed and Substituted, Number 82, 1977. Section 51. Amended, Number 81, 1946. Number 55, 1967. Section 72. Amended, Number 83, 1977. Section 105. Amended, Number 3, 1910. Section 105A. Added or inserted, Number 1, 1929. Section 127. Repealed, Number 55, 1967. Section 128. Amended, Number 84, 1977. Note 2. Covering Clause 3. The proclamation under Covering Clause 3 was made on the 17th of September 1900 and is published in Gazette 1901, page 1. Note 3. Covering Clause 5. Cf. The Statute of Westminster Adoption Act, 1942. Note 4. Covering Clause 7. The following acts have repealed acts passed by the Federal Council of Australasia. Defence Act 1903, Number 20, 1903, Section 6. Pearl Fisheries Act 1952, Number 8, 1952, Section 3. Pearl Fisheries Act 1952, repealed by Continental Shelf Living Natural Resources Act 1968, Section 3. Service and Execution of Process Act 1901, Number 11, 1901, Section 2. Section 2, subsequently repealed by Service and Execution of Process Act 1963, Section 3. Note 5. Section 7. The number of senators for each state was increased to 12 by the Representation Act 1983, Section 3. Note 6. Section 9. The following state acts have been passed in pursuance of the powers conferred by Section 9. New South Wales, Number 73, 1900. Federal Elections Act, 1900. How affected? Sections 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6 and the schedule repealed by Number 9, 1903. Wholly repealed by Number 41, 1912. Number 9, 1903. Senators' Elections Act, 1903, still in force. In Victoria, Number 1715, Federal Elections Act, 1900, repealed by number 1860. Number 1860, Senate Elections, Times and Places Act, 1903, repealed by number 2723. Number 2399, Senate Elections, Times and Places Act, 1912, repealed by number 2723. Number 2723, Senate Elections, Times and Places Act, 1915, repealed by number 3769. Number 3769, Senate Elections, Times and Places Act, 1928, repealed by number 6365. Number 6365, Senate Elections Act, 1958, still in force. In Queensland, number 64, Victoria, number 25, the Parliament of the Commonwealth Elections Act and the Elections Acts 1885 to 1898, Amendment Act of 1900, operation exhausted. Number 3, Edward the 7th, number 6, the Election of Senators Act of 1903, repealed by number 9, Elizabeth the 2nd, number 20. Number 9, Elizabeth the 2nd, number 20, the Senate Elections Act of 1960, still in force. In South Australia, number 834, the Election of Senators Act 1903, still in force. Western Australia, number 11, 1903, Election of Senators Act 1903, still in force. In Tasmania, number 64, Victoria, number 59, the Federal Elections Act 1900, repealed by number 26, George V, number 3. Number 3, Edward the 7th, number 5, the Election of Senators Act 1903, repealed by number 26, George V, number 3. Number 26, George V, number 3, Senate Elections Act 1935, still in force. Note 7. Section 13 was amended by the Constitution Alteration, Senate Elections 1906, and previously read as follows. 13. As soon as may be after the Senate first meets, and after each first meeting of the Senate following a dissolution thereof, the Senate shall divide the Senators chosen for each state into two classes, as nearly equal in number as practicable, and the places of the Senators of the first class shall become vacant at the expiration of the third year, and the places of those of the second class at the expiration of the sixth year, from the beginning of their term of service, and afterwards the places of Senators shall become vacant at the expiration of 6 years from the beginning of their term of service. The election to fill vacant places shall be made in the year at the expiration of which the places are to become vacant. For the purposes of this section, the term of service of a Senator shall be taken to begin on the first day of January following the day of his election, except in the case of the first election and of the election next after any dissolution of the Senate, when it shall be taken to begin on the first day of January preceding the day of his election. Note 8. Section 14. For the provisions applicable upon the increase in the number of Senators to 12, made by the Representation Act 1983, see Section 3 of that Act. Note 9. Section 15 was amended by the Constitution Alteration, Senate Casual Vacancies 1977, and previously read as follows. 15. If the place of a Senator becomes vacant before the expiration of his term of service, the Houses of Parliament of the state for which he was chosen shall, sitting and voting together, choose a person to hold the place until the expiration of the term, or until the election of a successor, as hereinafter provided, whichever first happens. But if the Houses of Parliament of the state are not in session at the time when the vacancy is notified, the Governor of the state, with the advice of the Executive Council thereof, may appoint a person to hold a place until the expiration of 14 days after the beginning of the next session of the Parliament of the state, or until the election of a successor, whichever first happens. At the next general election of members of the House of Representatives, or at the next election of Senators for the state, whichever first happens, a successor shall, if the term has not then expired, be chosen to hold the place from the date of his election until the expiration of the term. The name of any Senator so chosen or appointed shall be certified by the Governor of the State to the Governor-General. Note 10. Section 15. The proposed law to alter the Constitution, entitled Constitution Alteration, Simultaneous Elections, 1977, was submitted to the electors in each state of the Commonwealth on the 21st of May, 1977. It was not approved by a majority of all the electors voting in a majority of the states. See Gazette 1977, number S100, page 1. Note 11. Section 29. The following state acts were passed in pursuance of the powers conferred by Section 29, but ceased to be in force upon the enactment of the Commonwealth Electoral Act, 1902. New South Wales, number 73, 1900, short title, Federal Elections Act, 1900. Victoria, number 1667, short title, Federal House of Representatives Victorian Electorates Act, 1900. Queensland, number 64, Victoria, number 25, short title, The Parliament of the Commonwealth Elections Act and the Elections Acts 1885 to 1898, Amendment Act of 1900. Western Australia, number 64, Victoria, number 6, short title, Federal House of Representatives Western Australian Electorates Act, 1900. Note 12. Section 51. The following Imperial Acts extended the legislative powers of the Parliament. Whaling Industry Regulations Act, 1934, Section 15. Geneva Convention Act, 1937, Section 2. Emergency Powers Defence Act, 1939, Section 5. Army and Air Force Annual Act, 1940, Section 3. Note 13. Section 51, subsection 23A. This section was inserted by the Constitution Alteration Social Services, 1946. Note 14. Section 51, subsection 26, was amended by the Constitution Alteration Aboriginals, 1967, and previously read as follows. Subsection 26. The people of any race other than the Aboriginal race in any state for whom it is deemed necessary to make special laws. Note 15. Section 51, subsection 37. The following acts have been passed by the Parliaments of the States to refer matters to the Parliament under Section 51, subsection 37. New South Wales, number 65, 1915, Commonwealth Powers War Act, 1915, expired 9th of January, 1921. See Section 5. Number 33, 1942, Commonwealth Powers Act, 1942, expired. See Section 4. Number 18, 1943, Commonwealth Powers Act, 1943, expired. See Section 4. Number 48, 1983, Commonwealth Powers Meat Inspection Act, 1983, repealed by Number 147, 1947. Number 182, 1986, Commonwealth Powers Family Law Children Act, 1986, still in force. Number 61, 1992, Mutual Recognition New South Wales Act, 1992, still in force. Number 104, 1992, Commonwealth Powers State Banking Act, 1992, still in force. Number 100, 1993, Commonwealth Powers Poultry Processing Act, 1993, repealed by Number 55, 1997. Number 1, 2001, Corporations Commonwealth Powers Act, 2001, still in force. Number 114, 2002, Terrorism Commonwealth Powers Act, 2002, still in force. In Victoria, Number 3108, Commonwealth Powers Air Navigation Act, 1920, repealed by Number 4502, 1937. Number 3658, Commonwealth Arrangements Act, 1928, Part 3 repealed by Number 4502, 1937. Number 4009, Debt Conversion Agreement Act, 1931, Number 2, still in force. Number 4950, Commonwealth Powers Act, 1943, not proclaimed to come into operation and cannot now be so proclaimed. Number 92, 1986, Commonwealth Powers Family Law Children Act, 1986, still in force. Number 2, 1993, Mutual Recognition Victoria Act, 1993, still in force. Number 59, 1996, Commonwealth Powers Industrial Relations Act, 1996, still in force. Number 6, 2001, Corporations Commonwealth Powers Act, 2001, still in force. Number 14, 2003, Terrorism Commonwealth Powers Act, 2003, still in force. In Queensland, 12 George V, number 30, the Commonwealth Powers Air Navigation Act, 1921, repealed by 1 George VI, number 8. 22 George V, number 30, the Commonwealth Legislative Power Act, 1931, repealed by number 46, 1983. 7 George VI, number 19, Commonwealth Powers Act, 1943, expired, see section 4. 14 George VI, number 2, the Commonwealth Powers Air Transport Act, 1950, still in force. Number 37, 1990, Commonwealth Powers Family Law Children Act, 1990, still in force. Number 67, 1992, Mutual Recognition Queensland Act, 1992, still in force. Number 43, 2001, Corporations Commonwealth Powers Act, 2001, still in force. Number 79, 2002, Terrorism Commonwealth Powers Act, 2002, still in force. In South Australia, number 1469, 1921, Commonwealth Powers Air Navigation Act, 1921, repealed by number 2352, 1937. Number 2061, 1931, Commonwealth Legislative Power Act, 1931, still in force. Number 3, 1943, Commonwealth Powers Act, 1943, expired, see section 5. Number 89, 1986, Commonwealth Powers Family Law Act, 1986, still in force. Number 72, 1993, Mutual Recognition South Australia Act, 1993, still in force. Number 21, 2001, Corporations Commonwealth Powers Act, 2001, still in force. Number 50, 2002, Terrorism Commonwealth Powers Act, 2002, still in force. In Western Australia, number 4, 1943, Commonwealth Powers Act, 1943, repealed by number 58, 1965. Number 57, 1945, Commonwealth Powers Act, 1945, repealed by number 58, 1965. Number 30, 1947, Commonwealth Powers Act, 1943, Amendment Act, 1947, repealed by number 58, 1965. Number 31, 1997, Commonwealth Powers Act, 1945, Amendment Act, 1947, repealed by number 58, 1965. Number 73, 1947, Commonwealth Powers Act, Amendment Act, Number 2, 1947, repealed by number 58, 1965. Number 81, 1947, Commonwealth Powers Act, 1945 to 1947, Amendment, Continuance Act, 1947, repealed by number 58, 1965. Number 53, 1995, Mutual Recognition, Western Australia Act, 1995, still in force. Number 7, 2001, Corporations Commonwealth Powers Act, 2001, still in force. Number 53, 2002, Terrorism Commonwealth Powers Act, 2002, still in force. In Tasmania, number 11, George V, number 42, Commonwealth Powers Air Navigation Act, 1920, repealed by number 1, George VI, number 14. Number 46, 1952, Commonwealth Powers Air Transport Act, 1952, still in force. Number 62, 1966, Commonwealth Powers Trade Practices Act, 1966, expired, see section 2. Number 5, 1987, Commonwealth Powers Family Law Act, 1987, still in force. Number 33, 1993, Mutual Recognition Tasmania Act, 1993, still in force. Number 39, 2001, Corporations Commonwealth Powers Act, 2001, still in force. Number 68, 2002, Terrorism Commonwealth Powers Act, 2002, still in force. Note 16. Section 72 was amended by the Constitution Alteration, Retirement of Judges, 1977, and previously read as follows. 72. The Justices of the High Court and of the other courts created by the Parliament, 1. Shall be appointed by the Governor-General in Council. 2. Shall not be removed except by the Governor-General in Council, on an address from both Houses of the Parliament in the same session, praying for such removal on the ground of proved misbehaviour or incapacity. 3. shall receive such remuneration as the Parliament may fix, but the remuneration shall not be diminished during their continuance in office. Note 17. Section 74. See Privy Council, Limitation of Appeals Act 1968, Privy Council Appeals from the High Court Act 1975, and Kamani versus Captain Cook Cruises Proprietary Limited No. 2, Ex Parte Attorney General Queensland 1985, 159 CLR 451. Note 18. Section 105 was amended by the Constitution Alteration State Debts 1909 and previously read as follows. 105. The Parliament may take over from the States their public debts as existing at the establishment of the Commonwealth, or a proportion thereof according to the respective numbers of their people as shown by the latest statistics of the Commonwealth, and may convert, renew, or consolidate such debts or any part thereof, and the States shall indemnify the Commonwealth in respect of the debts taken over, and thereafter the interest payable in respect of the debts shall be deducted and retained from the proportions of the surplus revenue of the Commonwealth payable to the several States. Or if such surplus is insufficient, or if there is no surplus, then the deficiency or the whole amount shall be paid by the several States. Note 19. Section 105A. This section was inserted by the Constitution Alteration State Debts 1928. Note 20. Section 126. See Clause 4 of the Letters Patent relating to the Office of Governor-General published in Gazette 1984, S334, pages 3 and 4. Note 21. Section 127, titled Aborigines Not to be Counted in Reckoning Population, was repealed by the Constitution Alteration Aboriginals 1967 and previously read as follows. 127. In reckoning the numbers of people of the Commonwealth or of a state or other part of the Commonwealth, Aboriginal natives shall not be counted. Note 22. Section 128 was amended by the Constitution Alteration Referendums 1977 and previously read as follows. 128. This constitution shall not be altered except in the following manner. The proposed law for the alteration thereof must be passed by an absolute majority of each house of the Parliament, and not less than 2 nor more than 6 months after its passage through both houses. The proposed law shall be submitted in each state to the electors qualified to vote for the election of members of the House of Representatives. But if either house passes any such proposed law by an absolute majority and the other house rejects or fails to pass it, or passes it with any amendment to which the first mentioned house will not agree, and if after an interval of 3 months the first mentioned House in the same or the next session again passes the proposed law by an absolute majority, with or without any amendment which has been made or agreed to by the other House, and such other House rejects or fails to pass it or passes it with any amendment to which the first mentioned House will not agree, the Governor-General may submit the proposed law as last proposed by the first mentioned House, and either with or without any amendments subsequently agreed to by both houses, to the electors in each state qualified to vote for the election of the House of Representatives. When a proposed law is submitted to the electors, the vote shall be taken in such manner as the Parliament prescribes. But until the qualification of electors of members of the House of Representatives becomes uniform throughout the Commonwealth, only one half the electors voting for and against the proposed law shall be counted in any state in which adult suffrage prevails. And if in a majority of the states a majority of the electors voting approve the proposed law, and if a majority of all the electors voting also approve the proposed law, it shall be presented to the Governor-General for the Queen's assent. No alteration diminishing the proportionate representation of any state in either House of the Parliament, or the minimum number of representatives of a state in the House of Representatives, or increasing, diminishing, or otherwise altering the limits of the state, or in any manner affecting the provisions of the Constitution in relation thereto, shall become law unless the majority of the electors voting in that state approve the proposed law.